think I have the same page numbers as the Baron-Reiter, but this is page 40. For me, it's measure 655. Is that the beginning of the fugue in your scores there? Page 40, 40, measure 655. So this fugue is interesting because typically how fugues work are you have one theme, and then that theme gets put in another voice while the first voice does something else, and so forth and so forth. But this fugue actually has two themes. And in fact, the fugue in the very Requiem we do, the Sanctus, also has two themes like that too. If you look at the soprano and alto part where we're starting, you'll see two different lines of text there. I want to look at the alto line first, if we can. And have your pencils out, we'll do some pronunciation right now as well. You see how your first word there, altos, is S-C-I-D. Looks like side. It's not side, it's bigger. Zeit. The S's are always a Z sound. Everyone say Zeit. Now, the D is not a D sound. What is that? It's like a, almost like a soft T. So not, it's a Zeit umschlungen. Could you say that? Zeit umschlungen. Where's the accent? Zeit umschlungen. Put an accent on schlung, maybe a tenuto there. The next text is Millionen. Say that.
Millionen.
Where's your emphasis?
Oh.
The O. Okay. And then you have D. By the way, in German, when you have two vowels, typically the second vowel is the one you sound. Yeah. This is diesen Kuste.
Diesen Kuste.
Now, it's not Kuste, like Kuh, Kuh, but more of just a pure U. Oh. Everyone say the word put.
Put.
Say the word book.
Book.
That's your vowel for that there. Oh, oh, oh. Diesen Kuste. Say that.
Diesen Kuste.
Strong K, because German has lots of strong consonants. Put the accent over that Kuste there. And then you have ganzen Welt. Say that.
Ganzen Welt.
The Z is actually like a TS sound. Ganzen Welt. And the L is almost not, well, it is pronounced, but just the very end. Ganzen Welt.
Ganzen Welt.
Now, make sure we're singing these for a full value. This is also a very important note. This line, this fugue theme, is always sung legato. Zeit umschlungen Millionen. You can break there. Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. Always connected that way. Phil, I saw your hand. I'm sorry.
Pure O, Onen, or O?
On what sound? I'm sorry.
Mili.
Oh, thank you. Pure O. Mili Onen. O, O. Yeah. You do sometimes get some O, A-W in German, but this is a pure O for sure. Okay? Can we just speak that line in rhythm, please, with the diction? Just speaking from the alto line. One, and two, by the way, just speaking, no piano. And one.
Zeit umschlungen Millionen diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
Say ganzen Welt.
Ganzen Welt.
And take that T, even though it's written as a, actually, no, the T there has to be ganzen Welt. It's quicker. Ganzen Welt. Say that.
Ganzen Welt.
Let's go back. It's 656.
656.
Schlungen. Is that G hard or is it more
formal? It's a pure G sound. Some might even push it towards a K sound almost because German, again, has stronger consonants. But as long as it's a strong G sound, Schlungen. Say that.
Schlungen.
And pure U there. Schlungen.
Schlungen.
Okay? I made a boo-boo. I gave you some wrong markings, and I'm sorry. Measure 658. There's actually no breath after Millionen. The breath comes after Dies Zen Kus, after the Kus in measure 660. And keep this in mind because you all get this theme at one point. So these markings we're making on the alto line here, they will apply when you have this theme here as well. Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt. Let's say that, please. Ready? Ah.
Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
Ganzen Welt.
Ganzen Welt.
How many claps am I holding belt?
Two.
Ganzen Welt.
Three.
It's really three, but the T is on that third button, right? You can say tone for two. T for three, okay? Sing that line, please. Here's a D. Everyone on your own range. You can be down here if you want to, basically, that's fine. Everyone's an alto. One, two, ah.
Zeit und Stunde.
Try that again. Even though it's legato, give every note a little accent.
Seit Umstunden.
I scared you, I'm sorry.
Millionen diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
Every time you have that end of that line,
ganzen Welt.
Everyone sing that?
Ganzen Welt.
Always accent the gan and the zen. Every time. We always lead to that.
Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
Sing that. Ready? Ah.
Diesen Kuss der ganzen Welt.
That's the first theme. Well, really, it's theme two of this. Let's look at the soprano part now. The soprano part. They have a little more of a bouncy part there, okay? The theme two, Zeit und Schlungen, is always long. Legato with accents. This theme, theme one, is always more marcato, leaning towards staccato, and very bouncy. That's how we can hear the different themes when they're sung together, through the texture of how they're sung. Repeat after me.
Freude schöne.
Freude schöne.
You see that O with a little umlaut over there? Treat it as an O sound through an ER shape. Schöne.
Schön.
Freude schön.
Freude schön.
Goethe Funken.
Goethe Funken.
Goethe Funken.
Goethe Funken.
Tochter aus.
Tochter aus.
There's a clear stoppage of sign on that CH. Tochter aus.
Tochter aus.
Elysium.
Elysium.
Where's the accent there?
Elysium.
Elysium. Make sure you mark that. Not really. Tochter. It could be, but gutturals are hard to like on you. So just keep it forward if you can. Tochter aus Elysium. Then,
wir betreten.
I made a mistake, sorry. Wir betreten.
Wir betreten.
Yeah, more of an sound on that threat. And the TRs are flipped.
Wir betreten.
Wir betreten.
Feuer trunken.
Feuer trunken.
F-E-U is Feuer. Feuer trunken.
Feuer trunken.
Himmlische.
Himmlische.
Please don't make this himmlische. Sometimes we see I's and want to make them E sounds. It's a pure I. Himmlische.
Himmlische.
Dein Heiligtum.
Dein Heiligtum.
Some choirs do Dein Heiligtum. I don't know why. It should just be a T sound. Dein Heiligtum. Let's say that line in rhythm. It'll go slow.
Freude schöne Goethe Funken.
Ready? Ah.
Freude schöne Goethe Funken. Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten Feuer trunken. Himmlische dein Heiligtum.
Where do you breathe in that? Honestly, you're right. It's gonna be fast enough too. It'll be
Freude schöne Goethe Funken.
enough, you won't feel the need to take a breath in the middle of that. Okay? Say that again, just speaking that line a little faster. I could use way stronger consonants. The G of Göttefunken is really like a K sound, actually. Göttefunken. Yes? Yeah, yeah. So what I always say is aim for the O shape through an aim for the O sound through an ER shape. So make your mouth go Now say O through it. Göttefunken. Freude schön. It leans a little towards the ER just with no R. You can think of it that way. Okay? Let's say that line. Freude schön. Ready? Ah. Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium, wir betreten feuertrunken himmlische dein Heiligtum. And how long is the two?
Two.
Just two. Heiligtum off. Say that.
Heiligtum
off. <And off. laughs> Sing that line, please. Here's an F sharp. And your range is fine for now. Roar is fine there. One and a two and a singing now.
Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten feuertrunken himmlische dein Heiligtum.
Let's try that again if we can. Watch out on measure 658. Mire dotila. One more time from Freude on pitch. Here's your F sharp. Ready? Ah.
Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten feuertrunken himmlische dein Heiligtum.
Now, to make that line even better, after every half note, we need a little space. So,
Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium.
Just a little space. When it's faster, it'll sound like Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter. It'll be very bouncy. Lots of accents where they're printed on the downbeats and then break a little bit after each half note. Let's try it. One and a two and T and go.
Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten feuertrunken himmlische dein Heiligtum.
That's the idea. Now, could you smile? And every time you bounce, I want you to bounce out of your seat like this.
Freude schöne Göttefunken.
A little bit of pulsing there, like that, okay? One and a two, and here we go.
Freude schöne Göttefunken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten feuertrunken himmlische dein Heiligtum.
Good! All altos and basses are altos for now at measure 65. All tenors and sopranos are sopranos. Let's hear this, please, with both parts. Altos and basses, you start with that long Zeitumschlungen Mili. Accents but legato, you're very bouncy and marcato. Here we go. And one, and a two, and a six. Time you start. Keep it broad. Zeitum schlug. Barely any break in that. One and a two and a six.
Zeitum schlug.
If you have theme two, I'm sorry, theme one, Freude schöne, you are in charge of diction. You gotta get those words super out, those consonants really, really out. If you're on the long, broad line, you're in charge of tone and that long legato-ness happening there. Now, let's do a little bit of reading and see just about how far we can get with that in mind. You're on your own parts now? Tenors, your first entrance, is it theme one or theme two? Theme two, right? That's gonna be what kind of style then?
Legato.
Long legato, very, very broad. Basses, you have theme one. It's kind of high too. Freude, schöne Götter, funken, tochter, aus Elysium. Very bouncy there, okay? Alto soprano, you start. Under tenors. One and a two and a go. Freude, schöne. But here's the one thing. Don't make it Zai Om Schlongen. Zai Om Schlongen. Way more operatic, way more connected. Don't make it bell tone. Same
no
chord.
No vibrato, right?
You
said no vibrato!
I mean, for now, none. But I think eventually you can have a little because it's so high anyway. Honestly. Yeah. When you come in tenors on that side, a little's okay. Just don't make it side like that, but a teeny bit's okay. Stand up. Let's do some sight reading, okay? If you've done this before, it'll be fun. If you haven't, I pray for you. But don't worry, we'll come back and break this down in sectionals right after this. Still playing parts if you can. Going through the whole fugue section. Know what theme you are. Mark whatever you need to know what style it should be sung. Here we go, Alex. And one. Stutzen, der mir, Leo, very, very creepy when we get there. Now, what I want to do is this. Sopranos and altos, you stay here with me. Tenors, you're in that room. Your goal is working through this fugue part, working on any tricky notes, any tricky diction, circle those spots for about 10 minutes, then you'll come with me. Basses, same thing in that room, working on that. I don't think Hyun is here today, so Kevin, have you done this song before? Okay, and Julia, you know this too?
No.
Okay, so Kevin, you can kind of run that. Neil, you're fine there. Go in those rooms. Sopranos, come to where the tenors are. Altos, come to where the basses were. Let's go through this section together, please.
Yes.
Sure.
Signed up.
For what?
For why I say.
What do you think I am? why do you treat me this way? I'm going to pass this around.
This is his nice way of telling us to. when you feel the bravery, it's okay. No one is making you do this. Now, going back to these themes. We only got 10 minutes here, so please focus. The theme two that the alto starts. For now, altos, can you sing that on na? Na, 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 na. Sopranos, your first theme for now. Oh, can someone close that door? Sorry. Oh, they are going. They are in the weeds of the Beethoven. For sopranos, for your first theme, sing it on top for now. Ta, 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 ta. Let's hear that theme. Na. Yeah, na and ta. Ta for you. Okay, here we go. Beginning on those vocables. One and a two and a three.
Na.
Ta, 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 ta. That's Freude, Schöne. Always sing it on top for now. If you have any theme two material, Zeitung, sing it on top for now if you can. Can I hear just the altos, please? Starting at measure 662. The Zeit in measure 662. The second dotted half note in that measure, please. Sing it on top for now, altos, right there. Just on pitch top. And one.
No!
Ta 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 it's that much again. This is measure 675 where we stop. And a one. It's like the only spot in this fugue where you get random eighth notes like that in any part. That's a part to circle for sure. Okay? Soprano, let's go through your part. Okay. Overall, it wasn't bad at all. Can you start, please, from, how about 664? 664 on top for now, so we go to top. And ready, and top! So if you have to be softer to get that note, that's totally okay. You'll be heard, trust me.
And starting consonants, are we burdened with on those high A's?
Oh, good question. So you can drop some consonants that'll get in the way. That's throwing the FR. Just go, and we'll know it there because we get them somewhere else. If the range affects the diction, aim for range being two. Okay? 664 on top. Ready? At. Ta 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 ta. And then when you go in sectionals, you'll work on the rest of it on your own with that na and ta in mind, knowing where the themes are. So to stand and try it, actually. From page 40, measure 655, beginning of the fugue. Still on nas and tas, knowing what theme you are. And one, and a two, and a go. Na, ta, 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 bouncy ta.
Thank you.
take the, that room is a little bigger, I think. You go in that room, send those singers to me. Thank you, thank you. I'll see you in about 15 minutes or less. You doing okay? You doing okay on the music? Excellent. Tenors and basses, come with me, please. Basses, back to your spot here. How far did you get, bass? Yeah, kinda. All right, we'll cover it. Are you okay? You're good? Okay. Let's cover some of this. Tenors, come back to your spot. Basses, while I'm thinking about it, when you come in with your first entrance on page 41, be mindful that you have some interesting naturals in there. Freude, schöne Götte, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium, wir betreten von ihr. It changes from G natural to G sharp a lot. Okay, if you are theme one, which is Freude, schöne Götte, you'll sing that on top for now. Ta, 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 ta. If you're theme two, you'll sing that on na for now. Na, 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 na. Let's hear this, please, from where you come in. Page 41, either singing na for theme one or ta for theme two. Just play the parts if you can. Yeah, everyone. Oh, sorry, 662. 662. Tenor start there, under tempo on na. And one, and a two, and a go.
No!
Ta, 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 ta. Interesting parts where we almost go into like a hemiola effect, like ta 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 ta. Always accent the first of those so the hemiola comes out. So, for example, tenors at measure 690, have an F sharp. You have one na 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 na. I'm bringing out those notes that carry into a next measure that brings out that rhythmic interplay there. Can I start with tenors right there at measure 690, focusing on pitch and articulation style? It's dime high, so what should we use, nah or top?
Top.
Top, it comes from that. I mean, 50-50, right? On top, tenors at measure 689. Tenors only 689. Here's your F sharp. Right there, tenors, on top, and a one. Ta 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 ta. Oh, wait a minute. Ta 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 ta. Yeah, we're going down to the E in 694. Sorry about that. Again, tenor 689, here's the F sharp, and a one. Ta 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 ta.
No!
both parts, please. Still on nas and tas, so we get the articulation, and we'll add some text to it when we bring our friends back in. Back to the beginning of this. Can we go faster? I was kidding. Eventually, if I know Maestro Armstrong, he's going to take this at, he's going to go fast. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful we finally get that, all right? Nas and Taz, please. The great thing about this, it's all loud. There's really no, like, dynamic. Just be loud the whole time, okay? Here's your, from the, actually, I'll be the altos, and you come in where you come in. They have. Oh, sorry. This is the beginning of the fugue. Measure 662. 662. Altos have. Sight, om, shlom, gen, na, 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 na. Here come the tenors. No!
How we do on this. Here is your assignment for this for next week. This fugue section and the section before it, which you focused on a lot with Samantha, completely learned, no questions asked by next week. We'll go on to the presto section at the end next week to learn that. Sopranos and altos, you focus on the section before the fugue with Samantha a lot. That's the slower, broader section. We did the fugue section tonight. Next week, both of those sections are learned completely, no questions asked, with markings and correct articulations. Write this down so you know what to practice as well next week. We're going to learn the ending, the presto section, at the end next week. And that starts at 8:51. 8:51. That's where you have Seitzum Schlungen, Million, and Diesenkus, Der Gansenwelt. Der Gansenwelt, Bruder, Übersteine. It gets really fast and fun there. We'll do that next week. For now, back to the feud. Please stand. You are on Nas and Taz, as we worked on, focusing on intonation and correct articulation. Alto, start us off. Excuse me? Yon Ta, yeah. So what would your first sound be here? Yeah, here we go. One and a, two and a, go. No, ta, 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 ta. No, no. SingIn, where it literally will have the score. It'll isolate your part so you can really hear it and see how it goes. If you're still having issues, do that this week, please. I think a link was posted to that.
On the website, and the thing about Cyberbase is that you can slow things down.
Yes.
It goes very fast at 100%. I've been playing it at 90%.
Sure.
And you can just play
it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, I recommend to not all, sometimes you want to bring things down an octave.
Oh, yeah.
We
don't sing this till June, y'all. So it's okay to mark, especially sopranos on that high A. I don't need to hear a high A today. You can just be at A4, and I'll believe you later on. Okay? Yes, Steve.
Yeah,
sure. sure. So the fugue starts at 6:55. The section before that is 5:95. That's what you focused on heavily with Samantha, I believe. It's that slower, Zaitom Shlom. Again, we'll come back to that next week for sure, okay?
And
Cyberbase
starts at actually the beginning of 5:43, and it goes all the way to, I don't know where, 7 something or other, so it's one big section.
Yeah.
And then you can learn the beginning where, even before where F starts, and then through the whole end, and then it'll have the section that Nash wants to work on the very, very end, so there's several sections.
Mm-hmm. Again, a reminder, we don't come here to learn notes, we come here to shape notes. So even if you're still learning music literacy and whatnot, there are tools like Cyberbase to help you learn this on your own, okay? Two more runs of this fugue, once with Nas and Taz, and then once, how about, can we just do text, you think?
Yes,
please, I hear it, okay. Let's do some text, but remember the Nas and Taz. They are how you sing this, even with the text. Here we go. Zeit, Freude, der Schöne, Gäste, Funken, Tote, Haus, Elysium, und wir betreten vor ihr trunken himmlische Einheit. Zeit, Freude, der Schöne, Gäste, Tote, Haus, Elysium, und wir betreten vor ihr trunken himmlische Einheit. Zeit, Untunnen, Millionen, diesen
Yeah.
Lio, Nina, Nestu, Deshe, Tabe, Zu, Ingi, Beshe, Nense.
Between now and the end of the season, okay? Now you know, okay, that's the goal to get to. Everything else is gonna be much easier than that. Well, not much, but at least easier than that. You have your assignments for next week. I'll post some recording links as well as some resources for today. How about a hand for our wonderful company? Sign up for Why I Sing. Make sure you follow Cadence on Instagram and put your stuff there. Have a good day.